A new box set of five famous movies starring Joan Crawford has just been released on DVD. But classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that one of those films, which he's wanted to see for years, is probably famous for the wrong reasons.
A new DVD has been making me think about the connection between the way performers look and the way they sound. Because of the way music gets recorded on film, most of the singing in movie musicals is pre-recorded and lip-synced by the star miming the motions. If it's the right voice, the dubbing can be electrifying. Rita Hayworth's mock striptease to Put the Blame on Mame in the film noir Gilda became her iconic image, even though she didn't actually sing the song. She was lucky that her singing voice belonged to the wonderful Anita Ellis, who sounded as glamorous and witty as Hayworth looked. Marnie Nixon's ladylike, trained operatic voice, complete with British accent, was the perfect counterpart for Deborah Carr in The King and I. But in My Fair Lady, all the character drained from the songs when Nixon sang for Audrey Hepburn, whose own voice was so distinctive and endearing. The musical melodrama Torch Song, starring Joan Crawford, not known for her singing, has just come out on DVD. Crawford plays a hard-bitten Broadway musical star. But she was not as lucky as Rita Hayworth. The uncredited singer dubbing her voice has some of the hard-edged qualities of Crawford's speaking voice, and Crawford's lip-syncing is quite expert. But how could this possibly be the voice of a character who is idolized for her singing?
Follow me, and you'll have diamond starlight in your eyes. I'll take you places on a cloud of gold, and in your arms you'll hold a paradise. My smile will beckon you to follow me.
The most poignant item on the Torch Song DVD is a bonus feature, a half-hour audio clip of an excruciating recording session in which Crawford actually tries to sing her own number. She had once taken lessons from the great American soprano Rosa Poncel, but she can barely hit the notes or stay in tune.
2541, take six.
Follow me, and you'll have diamond starlight in your eyes. I'll take you places on a cloud of gold, and in your arms you'll hold a paradise. My smile will beckon you to follow me, and you will know the glow of ecstasy. You'll own the sun, the moon, the stars above, a world of love. If you will always follow me.
Any good?
There are a number of reasons Torch Song wasn't a hit. How could audiences be expected to accept Joan Crawford as a singer or dancer? In 1953, she still had great legs, and when she played flappers in the 1920s, she could really shake them. But she's almost as klutzy a dancer as she is a singer. Torch Song is probably most notorious for a preposterous production number called Two-Faced Woman, in which Crawford actually performs in blackface and dark body makeup. we can finally howl at this legendary camp classic in all its terrible, widescreen technicolor tastelessness.
I can't help being a two-faced woman. A little bit of boldness, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of coldness, a little bit of heatness. Don't fall in love with a two-faced woman. I'm giving you a warning, I'll leave you in the morning. Got another lover undercover. I'm like a weather vane that goes with the breeze. My disposition makes me do as I please. That's why they call me...
Torch Song is actually a fast-moving soap opera about how a self-centered Broadway diva finds love with a blind ex-soldier and former theater critic, played by Michael Wilding, who was still Elizabeth Taylor's husband at the time. The film is smartly directed by Charles Walters, a dancer-choreographer who directed such entertaining musicals as Good News and Easter Parade. In the movie's most ironic scene, Walters himself plays Crawford's dancing partner, and she wants him fired because he trips over her when they're rehearsing a number. Torch Song is great fun to watch, but it's even more fun when it's bad than when it's good.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and co-editor of the new Library of America volume of Elizabeth Bishop's poems, prose, and letters. We'll close with a track from a new CD by Catherine Russell. I just recorded an interview with her that we'll hear soon.
So little time, so much to do. There's so little time for dreams to come true. Many a ship to sail, many a magic land, many a moonlit trail, many a road to walk hand in hand. There are songs of love we never have sung. Let's not waste them now. So little time.